A good and there, Shabbos, everyone. We're about to begin. Be'ez Hashem, Shir number 185. And Rizal Kapliskin is going to talk about now how to build up your Zeriza state. Many people are by nature more energized, enthusiastic. But if we're not and we want to develop that, we could work on our own emotional states. This is one of those things that really, really, one is of his main focal points. And that's why we focus so much on his work, is because we do not believe inherently, because of our emotional states and our habits, that we could pull out of it. And he emphasizes again and again how much we do have that ability if we keep at it, and we have to believe it and work on it, and we will achieve it. Emotional states are the sum total of breathing rates, brain waves, blood pressure, energy level, heartbeats, hormones, immune system, muscle tension, physiology, tone of voice. All these are included in the states, which is in our brain. And we have the ability to focus to get ourselves into our best resourceful states. Zeriza state, we're going to call it. And when you have that, those moments where you have that Zeriza, that like enthusiasm in doing things, say to yourself, this is my Zeriza state. Be aware of it and your mental images and your feelings when you felt that way, and try to work through it. We'll talk later in a later share, which is extremely important share, about the balance, because Zeriza does not mean haste, does not mean confusion, does not mean nervousness. Zeriza does things with a quicker pace, enthusiastically, but always with a yishev hadas that has to work together with it, a calmness internally. And we're going to talk in Be'ez Hashem in future shiurim over here about how to balance, to have the optimal Zeriza with that calmness in mind inside. So remember, when we talk about Zeriza, we don't mean panic mode, hyperactivity, or anything like that. We mean doing things in a quick, eager, enthusiastic way, but always with a yishev hadas, with a calmness. And we're going to talk about how to balance that. But if you are eager to create that Zeriza state in yourself, without knowing when you will actually feel that way, look back at your entire history, when you felt energized in the past, when you felt enthusiastic, when you were ready to take action, and any time in your life, whether it's fairly recently or it may have been years ago, even as a young child, even if you haven't felt that way in many, many years, you try to remember when you did feel that way, regardless of how long ago it was. If you experience that state, it's stored in your brain and you could reactivate it and you could relive that state. How you felt you were, how you felt when you were in that resist mode, and talk to yourself now in a way you spoke to yourself then. Mentally picture now what you mentally pictured then. And you imagine that, and you work to people, and you talk to individuals that have this Zeriza, and to find out how they try to achieve that. And you ask yourself how to access that Zeriza state. And some people could relatively easy hit that point, some people don't. But knowing that every state you experience is stored in your brain, or even if it hasn't been, you have the ability to develop it, that will give you the will and the desire to develop that state, which is highly beneficial for you and ultimately really highly enjoyable for you, spiritually and physically. One accomplished person told me the following story. When I first heard about having a Zeriza state, I didn't understand what it meant. I asked someone, what would make it easier for me to grasp the entire concept of states? And he explained that I was trying to understand it with my intellect. But experiencing a state is an experience. It's not just in the brain. Actually having that experience is the only way to actually know what the experience is. So the fellow I spoke to suggests that every day for a week, I should focus on 5 meaningful actions that I enjoy doing. They do not have to be major consequence actions, even if they're minor actions. As long as you enjoy them, store it in the Zeriza state in your mind, in your mental archive. And I felt good about that exercise. It's sort of auto-suggestion. It's easier for me to do, and I only needed to do it 5 times a day. So every time I experienced Zeriza, I would say to myself, I'm storing another moment of being my Zeriza state in my brain's library to use and to access. It's really, I felt really good doing this, and I found myself doing many more things with Zeriza. My mind and my body got into the habit of creating a higher powered Zeriza state at will. There was a way of talking and walking and standing that I associated with being in my Zeriza state. It became much easier than I have thought to enter this state at will. the Mesillas Yesharim talks about it in his Sefer, which we're going to talk about in a moment. But at the end of the weeks of practicing this, I began to tell myself to access my Zeriza state when I would otherwise have procrastinated. Just saying to yourself right now, I will act this way when I am in the Zeriza state, that enabled me to increase the amount of time that I was in that state that is conducive for action. And every time my ability to put myself in that Zeriza state became easier and easier, the skill of accessing the Zeriza state will make a remarkable difference in my life. For some people, by the way, when let's say they do have to clean their living room and their dining room from a mess and the kitchen, and they have to do a lot of stuff, husband, wife, both of them together, whatever it is, and, you know, if you're able to do it, it's not Sfira, it's not Navelis, you put on music, and with the music, you go with the tune as you sweep, as you clean, it puts you in a simcha, and it puts you in that Zrizistika mode. And if for whatever reason, whether it's Sfira, whether it's in the year of Avelis, and you can't put on the music, you figure out other ways to do the same. Words of simcha, or a positive upbeat shiur about betochen, or singing, or whatever, if you make it with a cappella, I'm not going to get into that now, but whatever it is to get yourself into that Simchas HaChaim as you're doing those tasks to acquire that Zerizas that we are talking about here. In Mesillas Yesharim, Zerizas is discussed between Perek Vav and Perek Tes. So here's an example of what he talks about. First of all, he talks about that all the Maisim of Tzadikim is with Zahiris. It brings down, for example, by Avram, by Maher Avram, he went quickly to the oil of Sarah, quick, and let's prepare for the Orchim. Vayitel ananar vayimaher. Rivka, when she did the chesed with Eliezer, vatimayera isha. The Gemara, the Medrash says, my midrash rabbi parsha yud malabish kol maseim shel tzedikim b'mehiris. And he says, ashalo yitnu hefzik zman, does not allow a time to pass, loy alas cholas hamitzvah, v'loy alas shlomasa. Not at the beginning of the mitzvah and not when completing the mitzvah. And again, we're going to talk about it in Bez Hashem upcoming shir. This is all with a calmness of mind too. But it's with a fiery movement. And just like when you go quickly, the Zrizus is a product of an inner burning desire, so too, from doing the Zrizus, from acting that way outside, you will develop that burning inner desire. That's a very important point. You may not feel it yet, but if you start doing your outer actions and practicing it, then it will awaken. If you act lazy outside, then it'll die inside and it'll get more deeper inside into that complacency and passiveness. Right? He says the Mesillas Yesharim is a chifetz halev v'tshukas haneshama, that desire. But very often, like he says, and this is one of the main points, the Chinuch says this, and here's the Mesillas Yesharim. Ki atenua hachitzayna ma'ireres hapnimis. We have to always remember that when we're talking about developing Zeriza states. The external action of movement of your body awakens an inner drive. Person feels very tired and lethargic, but they fake it, and they know they need to take a walk, so they push themselves, and they start walking. In a couple of minutes, it fuels. It fuels, and it's in your hands more. He says this. He acknowledges the internal states are very hard. It's harder to control than the outside states, but you have ability to control your outside behavior. And then he says, if you use what's in your hand, which is to act bizrizus, pretend even, play it, fake it, quote unquote, but because you want to get there, you will get what's not in your hands eventually. In your heart, the inner simcha will come out. V'achefetz, and the desire. V'achemda, and the yearning, or the pleasure, or the real desire. V'koyach mashu mislat, but to not say, from that power that you were quick in your movements, beratzin, with your own will on the outside. So that is a very, very important thing. He brings also in Paraches ways to invoke Zeriza's state. Hakaras Hatoiv, Histaklus Beroiv Hatoivais. To look at the great good Shakadosh Baruch Hu Oseh Ma'odam B'chol Eisa V'chol Shah, that Hashem does for him every single moment.
And the wondrous miracles, great miracles that Hashem does from the time of birth, even pre-birth, from time of conception, all the way to the last day. And the more you think about these things, the more you realize how we have that obligation to serve Hashem with the joy, and so on and so forth. And he says, sometimes laziness holds us back, our staying in our comfort zone, or what he calls bakoshas hamenucha gufnes. There's nothing wrong with taking care of your body, by the way. When you're very tired and you need sleep and you need rest, you sleep and you rest. Resting and sleeping when you need to, or taking a vacation when you are worn out, that is not unhealthy. That's good. That's not laziness. Bakoshas hamenuchas hagufnes that he's talking about, that's not good, is the constant wanting to be inactive. Inactive. And that is something that is not healthy. You have to always be in that constant mode of wanting to be enthusiastic. And again, Hakar Sataiv is a big thing. Lack of worrying over things that are going to happen. Removing that daiga from you. Betachin talks about that. Sometimes you have excess fear that causes a laziness. You have to, Mishmartim Esnav Shei Seichem, you have a right to be cautious. You have a right to be cautious. And you are careful with things. But things that are not imminent dangers, you don't worry about things, and you just do it, and you move the worry out of your mind. So the worry-free, or removing worry, is also a mode to get into this Zeriza state. So the beginning of the year, we talked about Rav Piskun's own words regarding this. And the Siddur Sharm again, it's recommended to Chazer very in-depth, Perek Vav, Perek Zayin, Perek Ches and Perek Tes of the Masilas Yesharim that talks about Zerizas, and these Perakim will help greatly to get one into a Zerizistic state that will get you into a tremendous amount of Simchas Achayim. It applies also, again, I always try to connect it to Shalom Bayis, the enthusiasm of a couple when they give to each other, when they work together in their emotional life, in their spiritual life, and even in their physical intimate life. There's a Zerizus there too. And that is a healthy, wonderful thing. Bracha v'atzlacha.